Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
It has been a pursuit from Old Testament through the New. What has been the pursuit? The new creation life. From Old Testament to the New. Jesus affirmed that in Luke 24, from verse 24, he affirmed that. Let's see from Luke 24. He affirmed that. From verse 24, in talking with the disciples after he had resurrected, he said, "And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see." Next part of scripture. "Then he said to them, O foolish ones," and Jesus is saying, "O foolish ones," in a nice way. You know, if Jesus said foolish, the foolish is nice. It's a holy foolishness. "And slow of heart to believe in all that the prophet have spoken," shouting. Next part of scripture. What did he say? "Ought not the Christ to have what? Suffered these things and to what? Enter into his glory." Alright? Let's see verse 44 because of time. No, firstly verse 27. 27? Give me 27. Then we'll go to 44. It says, "And beginning at Moses and all the prophet, he what? Expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." And somebody said, "Well, Pastor, he said it has been a pursuit of new creation." But we're talking about Jesus here. Look at verse 44. Yes, we're talking about Jesus here, but it has always been the pursuit for a new creation. It said, "Then he said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things may be what? Fulfilled, which were what? Written in the law of Moses." This is the summary of every writing before Jesus came. Moses, the prophet, and what? The Psalms. Concerning me, it must be fulfilled. What is the fulfillment of that? That Jesus will be dead, be buried, and what? Resurrected. But why did Jesus come to be dead, be buried, and resurrected? Did he just die and was buried and resurrected for dying and burying and resurrecting sick? No. He did that for you and I. The resultant effect of his death, burial, and resurrection is supposed to be the new man. Are you listening to me? And that's why the Bible said, if anyone be in, it's a new creation. Why he had to be revealed is because he wants new creations, which is going to be a function of his resurrection. Except he's revealed, there will be no new creation, because it takes him for us to be new. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Are you here tonight? Look at verse 17 of 2 Corinthians 5. See what the Bible says. From verse 16, I mean. Let's see it in the Amplified rendition. And I want everyone to read 2 Corinthians 5, 16 in the Amplified rendition. Everyone, read for us. One, two, go. So from now on, hey, are you alive?
Yes, sir.
Please read. One, two, go.
So from now on,
according to worldly standard and values, though now, why are we talking about Christ and relating it to humanity? Because Acts 17:28, in him we what? And what? And what? He determines our personalities. He determines our being. So you see, the state of Christ per time determines the being of humanity. Because he's our perfect mirror. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, "As we behold Jesus as our mirror, we have been what? Transformed into the Father's image from what? The glory of the world into what? The glory of the new." You see that? He's our mirror. That is why the revelation of Jesus is the most important thing to humanity. It determines our personality. If we miss the revelation, we'll miss our personalities. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That is why you don't joke with revelation. Are you guys here tonight? Glory to God forevermore. That is why you don't misunderstand the revelation of Jesus. Don't misunderstand it. It's dangerous. And that's why in Ephesians 1:18 to 19, Paul prayed that the church should, the Bible says, he prayed that the eyes of their heart be what? Enlightened, so that they may know. The word know there is epignosis. Everyone say epignosis. in Greek, it means an accurate, precise knowledge, not some assumptions. You can't have an assumption about me and claim you know me. If you know me, you know me. If you don't know me, you don't know me. You can't say, no, he may be fair, but sometimes dark. No. I don't even know, am I fair or dark? Think in the middle. Are we together? Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. You say, ah, Minister Gibson is a tall, fair, fine man. Now, I'm not saying he's ugly right now. You all agree he's a fine man, isn't it?
Yes,
I only see him doing fine boy on WhatsApp. He's a fine man. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God Almighty. But he's not tall and fair, isn't it? His orchard is tall and fair. Is he fine? So we can say Ochel is a dark, short man. You start looking for Damien in creativity. Why are people shouting? Look at them. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because there's one Damien in creativity that his tribal name is Oche. Someone will say, that Oche in glory carriers, everybody will first think of the one here. Because he's more familiar with us. Alright? Then we'll now say, he's short and dark. We'll say, no. It's not TGC. We'll now come to creativity. Alright? Calm down. We'll come to creativity. And we'll ask, who is Oche here? When he raises his hand, based on what we have heard, we'll say, now you are the talk about. Alright? That is why Paul prayed that the description of Jesus must be accurate. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? You can't have assumptions about Jesus because he determines your personality. He's your mirror. When you see him, you see yourself. So if you think that Jesus, for instance, is a killer, you would like to kill. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? If you think that Jesus, for instance, is a tough man, you think being tough is a sign of spirituality. Have you seen people like that? You say, hi. You say, bless you. Because they think Jesus is like that. You know, some people one time, someone was talking about my hair, and I said, it's like Jesus. He said, no, if a man is disciplined, he has to remove everything. Now, listen. My father removes everything. Alright? My father too is like Jesus. But if we talk about physical description, the Bible says his hair were what? As wool. Some of you are looking at me one kind. It's in the Bible. Now, I'm not trying to make you feel like... Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So I told him, my hair is more like Jesus than yours physically. But that's not the point. We are like Jesus because of the word of God, not because of his physicality. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Very important. If you get a wrong perspective about Jesus, your life will be wrong. The manifestations about your life will be what? Wrong. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? You know, some people think they are not perfect. For instance, well, I've been talking about that since yesterday. And I asked a question yesterday. If you preach a gospel that nobody is perfect, why are you angry when somebody is looking for your daughter? Why are you pursuing the church boys? You had only, you know, your daughter is pregnant and you say, get her from my house. I regret knowing you. No, but you had agreed that no one is what? Perfect. So I agree with that. We say no one is perfect but until it comes to a particular sin. Pastor is saying, you see, nobody is perfect. They now steal the mic from the church. He asks who stole the mic. They say it's somebody. And they bring the person. And he said, Pastor, I stole it and I sold it immediately and I ate the money. I'm sorry. I'm not perfect. Pastor will say, it's true. Nobody is perfect. You can go. Do you believe what I just said? Which pastor would do that one? The wisdom does not make sense. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? In Matthew 5, he said, be what? As your Father in heaven is what? And I'll shout it. Say, I am perfect. See what the Bible said yesterday? We started with that in 1 John 4:17. It said, we are confident unto the day of his coming because what? So are what? Where? I understand why the thing is not heavy. If I say we are nothing but pencil in the hand of the Creator, people can relate more. But that's not Jesus production. That's Wale Adenuga production. Let's be sincere. You see, imagine pastor just come. See, listen, guys. See, I am actually nothing. I'm nothing. I'm a pencil. I am not even worthy to be a marker. I'm a pencil. In the hand of the people, be like, humble pastor. He's very humble. I like him. But the pastor just enter to us and say, oh, glory to God, I'm perfect. He said, he's pompous. You know, one time, many years ago, I was preaching in church. I said, when I took flight to, as I was talking, one man said, why will he say he took flight? He's proud. I said, okay, sorry, when I took Keke to Lagos, So he's humble now, right? So no, nobody is holy, oh. Nobody is holy. Not just the grace of God. Not just the grace of God. The grace of God is not just. It has appeared to all men, teaching us how to what? Say no to all form of what? Infirmity. It's powerful. Listen, if we agree to this gospel, we will not have a generation one time serving the Lord. I tell you the truth. Look at what is happening in the church today. While I was growing as a Christian, I saw where young people will come to church on Sunday after partying on Saturday in church. I remember one time I took the mic, crying and preaching. They collected it, laughing at me. They didn't care. It was happening because they were practicing religion. You know, one time I was reading my Bible and the Bible said in John 10:28, he said, and I will lose none of them because I have given them eternal life. I said, wow, what impetus. Jesus said that none of them will be lost because I have given them what? Eternal life. I said, is eternal life this powerful? He said, none of them will be lost. You know, one time we're dealing with a case. They say the guy is a cultist. I said, what's his name? They say Paul. I said, what? Your name is Paul? He said, yes. And they say you are a cultist. How can Paul be a cultist? If you should be a cultist, your name should be Saul yet. Before we change it to Paul. Imagine you go somewhere, you know, you hear that somebody wants to pick a lady on the street. You know, she's probably a runs girl. And he stops the car. I said, what's your name? He said, Mary. How can it be Mary? You know what I'm trying to say? These people grew in good Christian homes. That's why they have those nice names. You know, the question now is this. How can somebody come out from a Christian home and become such a reality? It's because what they practiced was a mere religion. Are you guys here tonight? Because he said, if you know me, you cannot what? Continue in your sin. Are you guys here tonight? Nobody understands the creation like the Creator. Nobody knows you more than God. They may say there's a casting down. He says, say there's a what? Lifting up. Because when he created you, he did not say that you'll be poor when Tinubu becomes president. That's not what he said. He said your life will be upward and forward alone. That the path of the just is like a what? Shining light. That shines what? And what? And what? It doesn't matter who is president. It's brighter for us. That's how you think as a Christian. Now if you think this economy can destroy you, it will destroy you. Remember the children of Israel. They heard the testimony about the land. It flows with milk and honey. But when they went to spy, they saw men, giant, their sons of Anak. They came back, 10 of them, with a report. Moses, they did not say there is milk and honey there. They said, we cannot go there. We are as grasshoppers before them. And the Bible said the people started shaking. They started shaking. But two stubborn boys came back with another report. Caleb and Joshua. They said, Moses, yes, sir. We saw the traces, milk and honey. That's an approval that's the land God said for us. I don't know that you guys are getting what I'm trying to say. We saw the characteristic of that land. But yes, we saw mighty men there. But you see, because God has said it's our land, let's go at once and take them away. The Bible said the people took up stones. Anytime you agree with God, if they don't take up stones, they will laugh at you. Two things will happen. Anytime you agree with God's word, is it that people take up stones or what? They laugh at you. They say nobody is perfect. They say I'm perfect. Then you hear, mumu, mumu. You know, I taught a young man so many years ago in Lagos. And when I was done teaching him, the word of God gripped him so much. And he went to church one day. We're going to church together. So when I saw the leaders and the fellowship, I now separated myself. Because I had warned him not to introduce me to anybody. So when I separated myself, I overheard what they were telling him. They said, we hear say you be perfect. You did perfect. Now you did preach say you did perfect. He said, yeah, I'm perfect in Christ. The Bible said, be perfect as your father. So God is my father. I said, shut up. Shut up. You don't see woman nakedness before? You don't see? You don't fit. Mumu. Anybody that teach you this thing is mumu like you. I didn't revenge you. I kept my mouth shut. They are trying to make him understand that there's a level of darkness that will quench his confession. Are you guys here tonight? And he was also looking like them. He could not do anything. They drove him like a child. Get out from this place. He left, came to me. I said, you are perfect. Fret not. He said, he that has seen me, unknown, has known me, cannot what? Continue in the same. We're different. A different kind of people. And you see, why God wants this new creation is because he wants to establish his kingdom dream. Which he said from Luke 24 from verse what? Luke 4 from verse 44. He said that. Let's see together. Because you see, you cannot have a people that have the effect of Satan in the kingdom. Alright? From verse 43, I mean. You can have them in the kingdom. That doesn't mean God is condemning. He has made a lot of provision for you to be changed. More than enough provision. There's a standard for people in the kingdom. Are we together? Read everyone. But he said to them, I must what? To what? Because for this what? I have been what? So he has been sent to preach the kingdom. That's the only purpose of Jesus on the earth. Everything he did in our lives, everything he tried to achieve on the cross is to the end that the kingdom is established through us. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That's why the Bible said in Revelation 1 and 5, let's read briefly in the Amplified Rendition, everyone. Listen carefully. Watch carefully. You get it. Are you here? Want to go. And from Jesus Christ, the word? The word? The word? To him who always freed us, or what? From our? By his word? Represented by his word? Next part of scripture. Why did he do this? So that we are formed into as his word raised to his God and what? Father. And etc. So the reason we are washed and freed from all of our sins is that we become what? Partakers of what? His kingdom. Heirs of what? His kingdom. Are you guys here tonight? That's why he was dead, buried and resurrected. To the end that we are washed free from sin to become subject of his kingdom. In other words, without us, there is no kingdom. When God thought of a kingdom in the beginning, he thought of you and I. We are the reason for the kingdom of God to become a reality. Without us, the kingdom dream is defeated. You see why Satan is hunting for your life? Saying whatever you do in the flesh does not matter. The Bible says you've been freed by the sacrificial death of Jesus. In other words, if you feel that you are not free, go and understand the death, burial, and resurrection. If you understand it, you will know that you are free. It's in knowing what he did on the cross of Calvary that you catch that freedom. That freedom that will make sure you are free from Satan and all of his effect. Are you listening to me? Because he that the Son of Man has made free is what? Oh, glory. Romans 6. What did he say? In Romans 6, he said, let's read it together. We are trying to look at what he did on the cross, isn't it? One of it. He said, we know that our old self, our old human nature without the Holy Spirit was what? So if you don't see yourself free, go back and understand his sacrificial death. That old nature without the Holy Spirit, that old human nature has been nailed to the word with him, capital letter, him, in order that our body of sin might be. Hey, be here. That body of sin, that body that used to make you want to sin has been done away with. If you are in sin today, it's ignorance. Now you will know the truth. The truth will what? Make you free. Because you've been translated from the kingdom of darkness into God's marvelous light. We are free. We are not going to be free. Now what is the gospel? The gospel is the revelation of this freedom. Are you listening to me? You will know the truth. The truth is reality there. When you know this reality will what? Make you free. Not set you free. Because you had been set free 2,000 years ago. So you are getting plugged into your freedom that happened a long time past. By revelation. That is why he did not say my people perish for lack of power, lack of prayer. He said my people perish for lack of what? Knowledge. If you pray without knowledge, it's in vain. It's in vain. It's the truth. Prayer is very important. They asked Charles Spurgeon, one of the greatest preachers that has ever hit the earth. They say, which is important, revelation or prayer? He asks, which is important, breathing out or breathing in? None can walk without each other. Imagine you only breathe out and you stop there. You'll be dead. Are you listening to me? So what did the Bible say? It said by his sacrificial death, Revelation 1 and 5, we've been freed so that we are formed into his kingdom. We are formed as his kingdom. We are the ones that become subject of this kingdom. And it's not just any kind of people that become partakers of this kingdom. It's those that have understood the sacrificial death of Jesus and have been freed as a resultant effect of what? Their understanding. So if you don't understand, you cannot be free. They say nobody can be perfect. We know why we are telling you that we are perfect. They say, hey, you are perfect. You are perfect. You know, many years ago, I told my dad I'm perfect in Christ Jesus. He said, because he knows me more than anybody. So it's difficult. He knows when I stole 1 naira. So when I said I'm like Jesus, he said, you, Simon. And I laughed. Hallelujah to Jesus. So anytime you tell people I'm perfect, you will remember all your sins. Because some of you didn't do well wherever you grew up. You didn't do well at all. You were quite terrible. And one time your friends see you on Facebook and they say, ah, I'm perfect. I know who I am. They'll say, don't be bitter with that. I know they see where. But I'm perfect. If anybody be in Christ, the word. Not improve upon creation. Not improve upon. We are not better in Christ. We are new in Christ. So why do they talk like this? Faith cometh by what? Hearing by what? Paul asked a question in Corinthians. He said, I speak to them that have knowledge. Is the food for idols not supposed to be eaten by us? I speak to them that have what? Knowledge. Meaning, if you have not known this thing, faith will not rise and you cannot do it. You know, one time we got a land. I don't know what was happening. I went there. I saw one kind of thing there. I looked at it. Read this one. And I carried it and I was doing like this. And I played with it in my leg. You know why I carried it? Fear wanted to enter. I said, what is this? It looked like a charm. They arranged. So I removed it. I held this thing. I looked at it. And I did like this. And I did some bow work. I played it. You know, some people will tell you, no, there's a rank you get to before you touch that charm. There's a rank before you touch Satan. Hebrews 2:14. Oh my God. Are you here? We are not saying nonsense. Therefore, since these his children share in what? The physical nature of what? He himself, what? In a similar manner, also shared in the same physical nature. But without, so that through experiencing death, he might what? Make powerless. What? What? Him who? The power of death. That is? Does the devil have power? What happened? The devil had power. You know, Pastor, but the Bible said God has given us power over the power of the devil. That's before he resurrected. When he resurrected, he said, now all authority has been given to me in and on. Go into the world, give people life, dish life out. There is no limitation. Are you here tonight? You don't need any rank. You are in the office of the Christ. You are in the office of the Christ. Listen, sit down. Let's deal with these small, small issues. If not, some of you will be 50 years in the faith waiting for a rank to remove one small, useless demon somewhere. The devil is dead. You are talking about Aleku. When Satan is dead, you are talking about Azor spirit. He said, altar. There's one altar. Altar. Wait, let's wage war against altar. Karadush, Barash. When the Bible says we are seated together with Christ, far above what? Far. Far against, far above. Say, so let's pray and block every prince of Persia in the New Testament. Of all men born of women, there is none greater as John the Baptist, but the least in the kingdom is greater than who? John the Baptist. Oh, glory. You may ask a question. Am I in the kingdom? Oh, you've been translated from the kingdom of darkness into God's marvelous light. Say, I'm in the kingdom. Get seated, brothers and sisters. I'm not trying to be plugged into the kingdom. I'm in the kingdom. But Simon, you're in the kingdom. How? But you are still in Nigeria. We're talking about the office. Peter said you are the Christos. God said now you are qualified from this revelation. I will address you by this revelation you just got. He said, thou art Peter. Upon this light you caught, I will build my church. He said, then the gate of hell stand no chance to prevail. Don't wage war over the gate of hell. The Bible says, as long as you're on the rock, the Christos. He said, the gate of hell will try, but they don't stand a chance. He said, a wise builder, he said, a foolish builder just builds his house on sinking sands. Wrong revelations. Sinking sand. Revelation that has no foundation from the word of God. Do you get what I'm trying to say? I'm not perfect. Sinking sand. If you are not perfect, you must sin. Sinking sand. I'm not perfect. Okay, Satan is waiting for the next sin for you. To be carnally minded. To be spiritually minded. As long as you say you are carnally minded, we are nothing but just flesh. See, everybody in our flesh, body not be firewood. 1 Corinthians 15. There are different kind of bodies. Body is for fish. Body is for what? The other animals that walk on land, isn't it? Reptiles. Now, the bodies for fish allow them to move freely in water. Body for reptiles allow them to move freely on land. There's a body for us that allows us to move freely in our freedom, in the spirit, in Christ. Now listen, as we bore the image of the first man, so are we bearing the image of the second man. We are not going to bear, we are bearing the image. We are not after the first Adam, we are likened to the second Adam. He said the first man is of the earth only. He said, but the second man, the Lord from heaven. The second man is the Lord from heaven. And 1 John 4:17, we are not scared until the day of his coming, because as he is, so are we. Where? You got it wrong. In this present world. Present world. See it there. In this present world. In this world. Another version says present world. It's not futuristic. Say, Pastor Simon, this thing you are saying, is it not in the end time that it will happen? Listen to what the Bible said in Matthew 13. It said there was a certain man that planted wheat. But when he came back, when he slept, and he said, but why men slept? Sorry. If you observe that scripture carefully, it was God that planted. See what God now said. Instead of saying, why I slept, if he said, why I slept, it will be like it is his own fault. And it's not his fault, truly. So he said, he planted and he left. He said, but why men slept? The enemy came and planted what? Tares. He said, so the man came back for harvest and he found out that wheat and tares are going hand hand side by side. So he said, no, I'll not cause an harvest. Let me just wait. I'll not cause an harvest. Let me wait. I'll leave it for a while. Then at the end, I'll come and pluck my wheat and leave the tares. I said, ah, God, this looks terrible. I was wondering. I said, so a lot of people will go to hell? He said, follow me carefully, son. Let's go to the next parable. I've not finished. When we look at the next parable, let's go to Matthew 13. I wrote it down. So wonderful. Matthew 13. From verse 30. Let's see from verse 30. Alright, maybe from verse 24. 24 yet. From verse 24. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like what? A man who sowed good seed in his field. Let us read all. One to go. The next part of scripture, 25. He said, but while men, his enemy. He didn't say while that man that planted. He said, why men? I will explain this in the future. His enemy came and what? Sowed tares among the what? And what? Went his way. Next part of scripture. But when the grain has what? And what? Then the tares also what? Appeared. Next part of scripture. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares? Next part of scripture. He said to them, an enemy has done this. The servant said to him, do you want us then to go and gather them up? Next part of scripture. But he said, no, least while you gather up what? You also what? Next part of scripture. If you observe this, they are gathering off away. They are removing the tares away. They are not removing wheat. I don't want to go there. But are you catching something? Anybody that wants to leave the earth, you are tares. But I'm not going there. We are going somewhere else. The righteous shall inherit the earth. But that's not my focal point. Let both grow together unto the harvest at the time of harvest. I will say to the reapers, first gather together the word. And word. And word. But gather the wheat into my word. Next part of scripture. Another parable he puts forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. Next part of scripture. Observe carefully. Which indeed is the least of all the seeds. But when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branch. Please listen carefully. Listen carefully. You know, when I started traveling from the first parable to the second parable, I observed something. He said, why men slept? The next parable, he said, the kingdom of God is likened to a mustard seed. So when you plant it, it grows. Then the birds of the net come and find their rest in it. So I was wondering. Then he led me to Romans 19. Romans 8, 19. He said, the earnest expectation of creation. He said, they await what? The manifestation. Now he said, listen, son, it's your responsibility to make sure that creation is in order. We Christians. Listen, the number of Christians that will go to hell is a function of us. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? The number of Christians that will go to hell in this town, Makodi, is a function of us. If we want people not to go to hell, they will not go. The Bible speaks about Jesus, another parable. They say, there's a wonderful man. He saw a treasure in a field. And when he saw the treasure, because he liked that treasure, he wanted to legitimately own that treasure. So he said, I know what to do. I'll buy the whole field. So he told his wife, let's sell everything we have and buy that field. So they sold everything that they had and they bought that field for the sake of that one treasure. You know what God is trying to say? He said, this earth is full of evil. Coming back here. He said, this earth is full of evil. There's darkness, but I've seen treasure on the earth that I had created and Satan wants to steal. You and I. For that sake, I will not destroy the world. I would take over the world. The Bible says when Jesus resurrected, the earth is the Lord's. Its fullness. The world and what? Now because of the treasure, he held everything. He owned everything. He got everything by his precious blood. No wonder the Bible says you are the salt of the earth. You are the reason why the earth is preserved. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You are the salt of the earth, the preservation of the earth. If not for you, this world would have been destroyed a long time ago, but you are here. So he bought everything in the world because of you and I. And listen, if he bought everything in the world, he owns it. So somehow, let's make sure that everything he owns doesn't go back to the devil. I don't know that you are catching what I'm trying to say. Because the earth is the Lord. Everything on the earth is the Lord. He didn't just say the earth is mine. He said the earth is the Lord. It what? He said what? And what? So don't say he got the earth alone. Everything that is on the earth is part of his own. Meaning God wants everybody. That's why the Bible says he does not delight in the destruction of no man. The reason why he has long suffering towards us is that because he wants everybody to repent, not some people. Everybody. That's why you must learn not to hate anybody. Because God wants everybody. Imagine you are hating somebody. You and God want to carry God into the matter. You are wasting your time. That's why I tell my pastors, when somebody offend you, forgive them as fast as you can. Because when they tell God, I'm sorry, God will say, no problem, my son. It's you that will be beefing them. They are in good terms with God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Very important. The Bible says, as long as it is within your power, live in peace with what? Not some men. It takes nothing to be proud. I always write it on my status. It is very easy to be proud. Just stand up and misbehave and slap somebody, it's easy. But to be humble is not easy. It's for the strong, not for the weak. It takes the energy of God to be humble. Are you here tonight? We were going somewhere. So now, in the first parable, it looked like God was saying that at the end, a lot of souls will be lost to hell. But if you look at the next parable, he's saying that no, I want to start something called kingdom, which is a function of you and I. Remember I said, we make up the kingdom. In other words, God is saying that he wants us so big, so anointed, so powerful on the earth, that because of us, a lot of people on the earth will become born again. I don't know that you guys are getting what I'm trying to say. We may be small, like mustard seed. See us now, compared to the world, like mustard seed. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But the Bible likens the kingdom again, like in this same part of scripture, wonderful scripture. It said the kingdom of God can be likened like a woman with living yeast. How many of you have eaten puff puff here before? They just put small, the flour will just poof. Is it that a woman put inside flour? Let me just paraphrase. And when she put the puff puff, poof. We may be small. We may just send two of you to Vandikia, just two of you. But you can be likened to yeast. And suddenly you make sure Vandigal manifests like a puff puff. Poof. The kingdom. Meaning two of you can cause great impact in Vandigal, even though there are a lot of people there. They spoke about Paul in scripture. He said, these men that turn the world upside down, they are here again. And that's why I told you yesterday, Christianity is not isolation from the world. It is infiltrating the world. And why we are preaching this gospel is because if you are not saved, if you are not walking in freedom, you will not find delight preaching. Imagine you are struggling. How do you preach? Imagine you are struggling with an addiction. How do you preach to people? You feel like a liar. That's why we are hitting all these things. I know a lot of people I was growing up to with that said they were going to take the world with us. You know, we're saying it. But some of them are not preaching today. Why? One scandal, they called me prophet. I know they do that thing. My power, I know they did. Because all the years they were learning religion. Religion will tell you, we are expecting you to sin. That is why Saturday is for confession. But Jesus says in 1 John 3 and 9, he said, if you are born of God, you cannot sin. Listen, it sounds unbelievable, but it's true. I told you, if you believe God's word, two things will happen. They'll either carry stone to what? Or they'll laugh at you. Are you here tonight? Nobody knows me like God. Let the weak say I'm strong. He didn't care how weak they are. He said, say I'm strong. He didn't create weak beings. He created men in his what? Image and likeness. Say, be sincere. You are not perfect. Listen, I'm being 100% sincere. I'm who God says that I am. He said, he has said so that we may boldly say. Not timidly. Say with boldness. See, if you think you are not perfect, you are not perfect. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Why are you surprised you are in sin? Listen to the church. We agree we are not perfect. We are praying for fire of purity. How? We just agree we are not perfect. Then the next meeting was saying, Lord, baptize us with the fire of purity. How? Is that not confusion? Is that not concussion? God, I'm not perfect. Next service, Lord, the fire of purity. The fire of purity. I mean, if you are not into this river called Christ, you can't talk about seven ways to stop masturbation. There's only one way, Christ Jesus. He is the way. Listen, many years ago in the barracks, when God started helping me to know this, I remember a friend came to me and said, Simon, this your thing is too deep. It's like you are playing. Why are you making the devil look like he's not a serious person? The Bible says it's like a roaring lion looking for souls to devour. Why are you making him look like he's a caricature? Listen, be careful. Then he said, let him that stand take it what? Listen, follow. Be careful, my brother. I said, thank you, sir. Then I said, Satan is nothing. He said, you have started. I said, Satan is nothing. I went home. I wanted to think of what my brother said in the faith. Because I was wondering whether I was off track for a moment. So let me think. As I was thinking, I heard the Holy Ghost speaking to me. He said, I've not given you the spirit to fear again, but the spirit of what? Sound mind. Power, love, sophronismo, sound mind, like a bouncing bouncing baby girl. When she just, you know, imagine a baby is 1 year old and she's playing, you know, her favorite song. You know, not Ozeba, Ozeba, not that demonic song. I mean, she's playing, she's just playing, you, now you be my perfect mirror, Lord. You know, for instance, my daughter. Do you get what I'm trying to say? She's just playing with the song. So plain. No, she doesn't care whether you cannot pay house rent. She doesn't care. That kind of mind. Sophronismos. No fear. No fear. I'm not scared. You may fall tomorrow. I may not fall tomorrow. I will not fall tomorrow. Listen, I'm not trying to mock the young man. Several years back, he came to me. Brother, iron sharpened iron. I said, go ahead. He said, I'm struggling with some things. And we found out that you helped a lot of people. Brother, I'm not ashamed to say. I'm not trying to mock him. Imagine I followed what he said. You know, some people wish me so bad while I started preaching from BSU. I was preaching somewhere. A young man looked at me and said, now 2 years I give him. 2 years. I came into Remedias. He said, 2 years. He said, we don't see your type. They go preach, come give woman belay, run from school. Look at his hair, self. He like fine boy. 2 years. I looked at the young man. I'm done preaching. You look at me. You are giving me prophecy. In public. This is how I carried my Bible. I ran away from there. I went home. I tell you the truth. If I was not scared, my name is not Prophet Simon. I said, God, what is this new school? I've heard people call me and they are warning me. No play, oh. No play for this school. Me, I came to this school. I'm not seeing any demon. I'm seeing just wonderful people around. You know, one time I was praying. I said, God, give me BSU. I can tell you the truth. I shook that school. I know what I'm saying. I said, God, give me BSU. In the middle of the night, I saw myself under a river. Beautiful people. And I had come and take. So beautiful. As I was in my hand like this, and I remember I'm inside a river. I said, no. What is this? I opened my eye. I couldn't sleep the whole night. I said, how did I find myself in a river? I see the glory of God so powerful here. I said, how did I see myself in a river? I said, no. I have to break that useless level. I started praying and speaking the word of God. But the focal point, when I went back home, I said, God, please, I don't want to fail. I asked a few friends before I even started praying. They said, hey, there's one guy in this. They were calling church. They left this school. I said, God, please, I don't want to fail. I said, pray. Then he took me somewhere in scripture. Matthew 16, 16 to 17. I started reading. Who am I? The disciples said, them say you are one of the prophets. He said, no problem. What of you? Who do you think that I am? They now say what them say. You know, that's how we are students. So, Imam said is A3. What of you? What is A3, sir? So they said the same thing. But there was a man on the Mount of Transfiguration that did not sleep for a moment. You and sleep, you and sleep, you and sleep. He didn't sleep for a moment. He was awake, and he saw an experience. Jesus in the middle, Moses and Elijah. Wow, Peter said, so beautiful. He said, these are the three greatest guys in Israel. I'll make three tents of worship for three of them. One for Moses, one for Jesus, so that anybody can just come to this mountain and see whether Jesus can, if Jesus is not around, if he's wasting time, we go to Moses. If Moses is wasting time, we can meet Elijah. When I heard that in the spirit, God responded. How did I know what Peter was thinking? By the response of God. Why will God say, this is my son, in whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him. Because Peter was thinking he can listen to them. Are you people getting? I'm trying to explain to you. Because everything points to Jesus. They were trying to make a statement in the Old Testament, but Hebrews 1:1 said, in several ways, by different means, God was trying to speak through the old times, but he has spoken in Christ. Meaning in Christ, Jesus has, God has finished making a statement. He that has seen the Father, Jesus has seen the one that has what? Sent him. The God you will ever see, the God you will ever see is Jesus Christ. Peter, Philip said, show us the Father. I said, Philip, I've been with you for so long and you don't know that I am the Father? If you are the Father, why are you calling yourself the Son? What kind of confusion is this? You know, the response of Jesus was even surprising me. How will he be shocked that Philip said, show us the Father? I've been with you for so long, you have not discerned. Imagine, you come and say, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. What does it mean? He that must come into the Father must come through me. What does it mean? Meaning there's a Father somewhere. And if we want to get to that Father, we come through what? You. And if you observe carefully, he came for a kingdom. But here in John 14, he said, I'm the way to the Father. Get something here. In other words, I want you to understand that he's not a God to you alone. He's now your Father. And if he's your Father, who are you? A son. And sons make up this kingdom. Are you people getting? I'm trying to explain. It's very important. Hallelujah to Jesus. And this is what I said many years. The reason why Jesus manifested as a son is because he wants you to understand that you are the son of God. That from the beginning you were created in God's image and likeness. What does son mean? It means the image of God in manifestation. Alright? The image. Now, from the beginning, God wanted you to represent him as his image on the earth. It was because you didn't meet up to the requirement that he had to come as Jesus. Get this. He had to come as Jesus. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? So he's the Father, but he came as Jesus to reveal you to you. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And the reason why he went and came again as the Holy Spirit is so that not just one person is limited to operating in sonship, but many people in different nations on the earth. We can't limit God to a box of religion. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? We can't. How can you imagine somebody in church dying of cancer and still praising God? You are dying of cancer. In fact, there's prayer for the dead now in some places. Or books on how to die a happy death. Who has ever died a happy death on the earth? Why do we go to hospitals? Are you guys here tonight? Why do we go to hospitals? Glory to God forevermore. Are you here? Are you understanding me tonight? That's why he came as Jesus, to reveal yourself to yourself. In other words, everything you see in Jesus or saw in Jesus in scripture is your reality. Your supposed reality. When we say the new man, we're not bringing a new reality. This new thing that it seems like is a real thing. Give me the amplified rendition of Colossians 3:3. Look at it carefully. Colossians 3:3. I want everybody to read. Colossians 3:3. Let's read together. One, two, go. For you died. Say you died. Turn to your neighbor. You died. You're not going to die. Now, one, two, go. You to this. And your what? And what? Your what? And what? This life that seems new is the real life. Are you people getting? I'm trying to explain to you. It sounds new, but it's a supposed life from the beginning. These things we're saying is not strange. It may sound new, but it's what you are supposed to be from the very beginning. From the very beginning, you were designed to be perfect. When I say you are perfect, I'm not saying something new. I'm saying the real you. It has been there. You know, we grew up in several places. Family, homes, school, they give us a lot of description about ourselves. But listen, you've been called out from every tribe, people, and nation. That's
That's what the Bible said. By the precious life, blood of Jesus Christ, you have eternal life. You have eternal life. And no man can steal you away from God. Verse 7 of Romans 6 says something beautiful. I want everybody to read. Romans 6 and 7. Everyone, read. Want to go? For the person who has died with Christ has been freed from the power of sin. Not going to be free. So I've been freed. You see, as we are talking now, if you observe, the chains are breaking. Shackles are being destroyed. Say, Pastor, I don't know why I'm struggling. It's because of the wrong revelation you had about God. Some assumptions. You know, I heard somebody saying, who can know him? Nobody can know him. I said, listen, I'm not trying to speak from foolishness. But God said, if you don't know me, you cannot. He said, if you know or have seen me, you continue on your sin. If you don't know me or have seen me, He said, you continue on your sin. Let's read it together, please. 1 John 3 and 6. Everyone, let's just read it so that I don't scatter everything. Are you ready? Now, in the NKJV rendition. Want to go. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever has neither nor. Meaning, if you don't know him, you cannot stop sin. Now, God said that I can be known. And you are saying, who can know you? Who is causing the confusion? He doesn't have a problem. He's a mighty God. But he said, I want you to know me. If your humility is saying that I cannot know God, it's not humility. It is timidity and foolishness. You are his son. No father is strange to his children. Are you listening to me? He's your father. Say, God is my father. Feel it on your inside. Say, God is my father. You know, we sing some songs and I wonder how we behave. There's a song that says, my daddy. You say, my daddy, and you now say, who can know you? You don't know your daddy. No matter how you describe God, listen, he's big, he's mighty, but he's your father. That's why the Bible says, come boldly, come boldly. Many years ago in NDA, I was watching something. I was going to church and I saw one general addressing soldiers. And while he was addressing, his baby came out from the car. He was so angry they didn't do something. I was overhearing, insulting them and saying he would deal with all of them and the rest. How they threatened, insulted all their father, their mother's name. He was insulting. And the baby just came out. Daddy, daddy. I was watching as I was going to church. He just smiled all of a sudden and carried his baby. My baby. I said, you people are lucky. Get out from here. Because of the baby, his mood changed. You see, Pastor Simon, God is tough. Oh. God does not laugh. He's not laughing with anybody. God is not our mate. Oh. The Bible said in the book of Zechariah, he said, he rejoices over us with singing. Meaning God keeps you like this. Hey, Teresa. Teresa. Teresa, baby. Dance for me. You know, some of you are finding it difficult. Say, God, who? All you know is a consuming fire. Hey, Kadi, Kadi. You know what we teach this in? Some people think we are not presenting God in a tough way. This guy is bullying us, man. They want me to say, we don't fight against flesh and blood, but we fight against principalities and power. Somebody pray. God is tough, man. If you look at that scripture carefully, he said we don't fight against what? But against what? How do we fight? By subjecting their ideologies. Where is the battlefield? The mind. Meaning Satan is telling you are small. In your mind, war. Tell him I'm big. If you win in your mind, you don't need any physical fights. Listen, the weapon of our warfare are not, but they are what? To pulling down what? Listen, Satan is very big. He has power. You know, a preacher was preaching one time. He said, listen, I've come to introduce to you, the devil has power. I said, he's the first marketer of hell. I said, sir, Satan will employ you as an ambassador. The devil has power. My Bible says he had power. You say he has power. A kingdom is against itself now. That That's why some of us will go back home if neighbor take light. Jesus Christ, Christian. They say one uncle put something like this. He said, here, wisdom is profitable to direct. He put charm here. They said, no, pastor. After you finish tonguing, how many hours? That's why we say faith comes by hearing the word. It's not by praying in tongues. Tongues builds faith. If the word has not given you faith, tongues will not do anything. You pray in tongues, go back home. They say one uncle lives around there. You go around there. You want to go there, you follow that side and go and turn. Because one uncle is there. I told you a story yesterday. A man, somebody killed his father in the village. He heard it. They say, when you go there, don't even go close to the man. He said, no problem. They didn't know he was born again. When he went there, they warned him. The father's brothers, they warned him. When the man heard he had come, the man came. So they tell him, don't go outside. Follow the back and go away. He said, no, don't worry. I'm fine. He pushed all of them. He went out. Uncle, how are you? The man just brought hand. He brought hands. He hugged the man. When he hugged the man went home, slept and died. He said they keep one charm here. You know, many years ago, I had an accident. And they said they called me. And they said one uncle is saying he's checking it. I said, who is checking me? I said, one uncle is checking that there's something. I said, tell him if he sees me there, then I'm not me. You are checking me where, in port or where? I don't understand. I told her nothing happened to me. It's just reckless driving. Oh, I speed. I know it. That day I was speeding. That's why I don't operate phone again now when I drive. And I was trying to do something. I set it. I know after 5 seconds, they thought one of my bad friends taught me that thing. After 5 seconds, that day before, accident happens in less than 1 second. From that day, if I'm driving now, carry phone and put on that. I don't want to even see the phone. And I told her, no, nobody. And I tell him that I'm protecting him. How can you? Don't accept those things. Say, meet down, uncle, now they keep all of us for this house. How? He born again? No. Listen, elders, still no. You don't need to born again, no. He's protecting you. They say, every December, you come and pour kai-kai on your mother's grave. Your mother is taking kai-kai. Wherever she is. You will pour. You come back December 31st. We are marching forward. Going where? Some of you believe these things. That's why you die. Say if a man cheat on his wife in a certain tradition. If he cheat, blah, blah, blah. And the wife, no. It's like the wife will die or the man will die. I don't understand. The person that haven't cheated did not die. What a senseless demon. You know, I heard some people years ago, they were arguing, our people's winch strong, personal people winch. Say, na lie, oh, he gonna winch. Now him be the strongest on Nigeria. Oh. They said, na lie. Now our winch strong pass. They were boldly trying to win over which is stronger. I said, now wow. Some people, they too do. Oh. Witches. Many years ago, I was sleeping. A big bird came to my window. Was doing bo bo bo. Big eyes. Bo bo bo. As I open my eye, look at it. I tell you, under heaven, I stand before the Lord. I did not stand up and say, Holy Ghost, fire. You know, when you don't know God, you say everything because you don't know which one will work. Holy Ghost, fire. Blood up, Jesus, fire. Die, die. You don't know anything in the supernatural. Not this, Abi. It's all those Christians that always play Ozeba, Ozeba. They are the ones that pray like that. I told you yesterday, imagine you are playing Ozeba, 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 and they send somebody from one village to come and kill you. He now comes in the night. He's even scared. He's contemplating whether it will work. But when he entered your house, you people are doing a party. Ozeba, Ozeba, Ozeba. The demon will just lift his hand and start thanking God. Because you must die that day. What an atmosphere to support your debt. But imagine they came. And you lift your hands. I have eternal life. I have eternal life. And now Him, the only living God, I have eternal life. Which demon can walk in such an atmosphere? Which demon? Where did the demon? Who burned the demon? Oh, death, where is thy sting? Short measures. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? I rule on that. I rule. Oh, that where is your strength? Oh, grab, where is your victory? I rule. I have the life. The life of God. I am the life. The life of God. I am the one you say, I am the one that is afraid. Hey, I'm he who's dead. That's the realm of the devil. I'm full of the light, the light. I'm he who, I am the one that is afraid. I'm the one who rules that. I am full of the light. I'm he who. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Where will the devil start from? Look at us, full of light. Lost in the glory. Captured in the glory. Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ as my side, Christ by this side. Where's the devil? Everywhere, Christ. Where's the devil? You're walking down the street tomorrow, they say, hey, nobody can be perfect. Who is perfect? Who anybody say, I am perfect, brother. I am the light of the world. A city set on a hill. I cannot be hidden. Light of the world. Because the grace of God has appeared to us. It's not a mystery. It has appeared in Christ Jesus by the revelation of His word. It has appeared to us. It has configured us as people that can say, No, Satan. And we are not just victorious. The Bible says we are more than. See, if you win the devil today, don't describe your level from that victory. You are not designed to win Satan. You are designed to live in the glory. It's a bigger realm. Satan entered into the picture and you defeated him. Forget him. Focus on your realm. What's your realm? Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. He doesn't stand a chance. Who is the devil? I heard someone saying somewhere, say, pray, oh my brother, pray. Pray so that you can kill the witch. If you don't kill the witch will kill you. I said, where is this guy? Look for him in the kingdom. Where is he in the kingdom? Look for him, let angels flog him. Where is he in the kingdom? A devil will kill you. If a devil kill you, you will be so shocked. I promise you, some of you, God will flog you in heaven. A devil killed you. You are talking about this small realm. He said you shall trample upon snakes and scorpions. They shall by no means. Meaning you are just like this. They are trying everything. It's not working. A man understood this realm called Apostle Paul. The Bible said he was warming himself by the fire. A snake fasting itself. It was liking, the color of the snake was like the wood. He didn't notice. I mean, somebody may be in your house that is a witch. You didn't notice. Did you get what I just said now? The person is trying on, you didn't notice. You are warming yourself. Having a nice time. And the person threw their shots. And we're expecting you to die. But you stood up, shook the shots, shook it back to the fire where it belongs, and kept on warming. The Bible did not say when Paul was done throwing, he said, if you are doing that when Satan bites you, you did not do your homework. If you had a walk with Jesus, you cannot be praying in tongues when there is a problem. Where the words of a king is, when you face mountains, you are not praying in tongues, you are declaring the word of the Lord. It's in your secret place that you edify yourself by praying in the spirit. That's why you must have a secret place. Forget. They say there are concordists. I've been preaching that thing for years. There are some people in this town that they are this one, caught this, blah, blah, blah. Listen, we just need one little David, Naamis. He will bring down the Goliath. See, it is written in the Bible. Don't look at them and say, yeah, David, now, great guy. You are in the New Testament. The least in the kingdom in the New Testament is greater than who? John the Baptist was greater than David. You can tap David, Elijah. So, boy, there was one man in scripture, Elijah. He locked the heavens. You see some preachers preaching. Focus on the new Christian. They say, ah, brother, I heard some small boys somewhere. They say Christocentric, stupid people. They don't even know anything. Do you know where Elijah is in the spirit? Elijah is a system. It's a system in our system. See, I'm bold with what scripture says about me. If the ministry of condemnation was glorious, you know why some of them mock us? You see, we neglect the power side of Christ. We just base, and listen, you can be confused. Satan can get you distracted. That you know so much, you climb the podium, you start insulting everybody up there. I told you last Tuesday, there are some people they don't know, and it's not their fault that they don't know. You people get what I'm trying to say? You can't climb the podium and say Adeboye is a useless man. You are dead. Do you get what I'm trying to explain to you? You are finished. I told one of my friends, I said, look at what Pa Adeboye did. He came and apologized. I said, let me ask you, when did you say something wrong and went to apologize? Go back to your church. Apologize. Say, Pastor, that thing hard. I said, that is why God uses him. And he's not using you the way he's using you. Think about it. Some have bad character. We are Christocentric. All these fathers of faith, they are stupid. They are the problem of Nigeria. The problem of Nigeria is politician and church. I will change night shift. Everybody now, the church is useless to them. I'm not supposed to bring, my wife told me, Pastor Simon, don't be bringing politics inside church. I'm not supposed to bring those things. But it's so painful. The church, who is supposed to be the light of the world? People are now insulting us. But listen, a new day has come for us. We're not just praying tongues. We have the wisdom of God. When you go to our department in school, we are the one carrying first. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? When they are looking for the next hatred, it's you they'll look for. When they put you there, kingdom will flow. Kingdom will flow. Many years ago, one of my daughters in the faith, while we were students, came to report a lecturer that was trying to sleep with her. And he was disturbing her. So I went to the man. I said, sir, why are you disturbing my spiritual daughter? He looked at me and smiled. He said, who are you? I said, I'm Prophet Simon Thomas. I had to put the initials so that I would not just know that I'm a student. I said, I'm Prophet Simon Thomas of the Lord. He looked at me, he said, you're having Petrus to come and meet me, that. What's your magic number? I said, sir, I can't tell you my magic number. But be warned, this thing you are doing is a sin. God will judge you. You have a wife, you have children. He said, come on, man. He shouted, and I left. He asked for my magic number. My friends, some of them were calling. I said, give him, if you can give him. But if you are faithful, don't give him. But if you feel you should give him, give him. They gave him the magic number. I went home, I was about to sleep. The Lord told me, he uses fetish things. Now, I don't say this in often. As I woke up in the night, I wrote his name and placed on the wall. I started speaking to him. I called his name. I warned him. I said, well, I'm looking at you now and I'm threatening you. You try anything, the fire of the Lord consumes you from head to toe in the name of Jesus. That was it. 2 days later, he called for me. He said, Pastor, please, can you sit down? I sat down. I said, Madam, please bring coke. They brought coke. Bring donut, please. They brought donut. I didn't eat like every wise man would not eat. I said, sir, what are you? What do you? He said, I want us to be close. I want to learn Bible from you. I heard you know the Bible. I said, no problem. Thanks for your drink. He said, no, you know. I said, okay, you think I put charm? I said, no, not that. I left. We were writing an exam. We're about to write an exam. He came. He said to me, where's your exam card? I truly forgot to print it. As a student, I didn't do so well with remembering a lot of things. And I warned my pastors, don't follow my character. I passed so well. My wife tells me that if you just read small, you would have been first class or first class. Amen. So I forgot it. I went. He said, enter inside. Simon, come inside. I said, wait. I said, no, don't try. Go inside. Go and sit down. Everybody was watching like magic. They're saying that he's my friend. But I went there to warn him. And I was not scared. My result came out. I wrote his course. I got B, my supposed mark. Nothing removed. Till today, he has attended our meetings. I will not mention his name. Several times, he has even come here. I just remember I did not invite him for this one. Thank God, sir, because I'm saying this to you. Hallelujah to Jesus. I can't tell you how many times he has sown seed. Man of God, how are you? You know, we have to be sowing this thing so that our work will be making progress. Satan you are scared of is more scared of you. Nothing happened to me. I heard many people did not graduate. See me, I've graduated. Since. Nothing happened. I'm still here. And my daughter in the faith is happily married. I will not mention her name. The one I stood for. Imagine I didn't stand for her. I'm scared. Pray, let's pray together. One met me not too long. Say one of the lecturers is toasting her. I said, go and meet him and warn him. She said, sir, you failed me. I said, warn him. And tell him that if he doesn't hear, I'm coming. You will say you will fail her. I'll put you on Facebook. I'll follow you spiritually, put you on Facebook. I'll make sure they record the call when you're. I will frustrate you in this life. Don't be scared of darkness. Are you listening to me? It's because we keep quiet that these stupid things are happening. One frustrated man will just sit somewhere and say he must sleep with. I don't want to say the one I saw on Facebook. He was sleeping. Let me not go there. Are you guys here tonight? Be bold as a Christian. Be bold as a Christian. Fear not as a Christian. Many years ago, before we ended, now let me end this service. I wrote a project, and it was like every student will write, virtual library for Christian books. So I was supposed to defend why I chose the topic on the project day. One man stood up and said, how will you be bringing church to this pastor? I kept quiet. I said nothing. But I remember, before that time, my supervisor asked me, say, why did you choose Christian books? I said, there are no Christian books in schools. I think we need, the most important thing is to design the website, right? Me and I choose to put only Christian books. So I said, I've done it to prove I'm a computer scientist. But my own library will have only what? Christian books. So he said, I should prove why. I said, for instance, a wonderful man many years ago said, education is the future of the world. I said, but I don't think it's happening. There was a man very intelligent, Osama Bin Laden. They killed him. Because instead of being intelligent to advantage, he was becoming intelligent to disadvantage. So the people claimed. I'm not so sure. I said, education can make you so bright in that you become a very wise devil if you don't have the nature of Jesus. And I said, for instance, lecturers who are professors are trying to sleep with 14 years, 15 years old girls. How wise are they by education? He said, Simon, remove that side. Cancel it if you want to graduate from this school. I said, sir, boy, this is my project. Allow me to defend it, please, sir. He said, see, cancel it. I am helping you. I'm a father to you. Cancel it. I cancel it. But am I saying the truth? When they say you are a professor, you are sitting at the edge of knowledge. This thing is a nature problem. I'm hearing relationship summit now. They say sanguine cannot marry melancholy. Safari, what do they call it? Please give me the name. Phlegmatic. Phlegmatic. Phlegmatic cannot marry choleric. I used to call it cholera. And the rest of it. Now imagine all this rubbish. So are you sanguine? Are you melancholy? No. Don't marry a melancholy if you are a sanguine. God created image and likeness. Image and likeness say I'm melancholy. I'm sanguine. That's the problem we are facing. The people writing the books for relationship, some of them have divorced. What hope do we have? What is the solution against men cheating? Now we're hearing nonsense. Men are how do they call it? Men are polygamous in nature. They like tasting different things. Variety is the spice of life. Then the men will say, oh, yes, oh. Now we be that. I saw on Facebook, a woman came back to her house. Mommy, I'm not marrying again. He's cheating on me, crying. She told the mother, say, my daughter entered the house. The mother said, oh, yeah, turn back, go back to your house. Say, Mommy, I say my husband is cheating. He said, your father cheat for me. He cheat on me. Not when he not use my eyes. Now, because of you, I stay for this marriage. You not go disgrace me. Go meet that man, cook for him. And I saw he go be, oh, he go cheat on you. And I saw men there. The comment section, men were like, good mother-in-law. That was the comment section. What of God's design? Did he create Adam, Eve, and Tabitha? If God knew that man is polygamous in nature, he would have created Adam, Eve, Sandra, and Elizabeth. So that man can choose an option. Pastor Simon, what of Solomon? Now God got him. How many wives and concubines? But now God, him and God, they still. Everything they intact. Solomon is not the prototype for the ideal man. Jesus is the prototype. Are you listening to me? Jesus is the perfect mirror. He said he does what? Has what? And he's the image and likeness of what? You were created as God's image and likeness. Who is your perfect mirror? Jesus Christ. Are you listening to me? What is the solution against bad marriages? Cheating. He said, the Bible said, by the reason of his great and precious promises, 2 Peter 2:1. He said, we have escaped the corruption that is in the world through loss. Partakers of his divine nature. Escape. That's your victory. Say, I've escaped. Say, I've escaped. That's the solution against cheating. I tell you the truth. If you don't understand this mystery, you can wear pastor collar and still be disturbing girls. I tell you the truth. If you don't understand this mystery, you can be any minister and still be disturbing girls. This is a solution. If you are tired of religion, this is a solution. And they shall know. They shall know the truth. And the truth what? Make them free. This is your freedom. It's in revelation. It's not in attending a service. It's in knowing the truth. Are you here tonight? We're going to have sound husbands in this place by the reason of this revelation. Sound marriages in this place by the reason of this revelation. We are tired of hearing divorce everywhere. Check the internet. Every day, divorce. Every day. In fact, now it's normal. Mama T was telling me one time, she called one of her old-time cousins or so. You married just last year. What happened? The lady said, we don't divorce. So. Very normal. Forget that foolish man. We have divorce. I said, how long? She said, less than a year. I said, there, Jesus. A man married. He took me on the bike many years ago on campus. He finished and was going. I said, oh, God, I ran to him with his money. I said, why will you leave your money? Which kind of bike man are you? He said, my brother, sorry. My wife won't kill me. I said, And I said, you be pastor? I said, yes. Make I tell you my problem. My wife won't kill me. I said, how long this man? He said, last week. Last week, where do we start from? Before journey finished, journey has ended. Why do you want to marry her? Man, I like her calls, man. That girl is killing me, man. Kai, banaya bachi, banaya bachi, banaya bachi, banaya bachi. Idena bachi kawai na ganta kawai kawai kawai. You can't sleep. The cause, man. Why do you want to marry the man? Man, that chest, man. That beard gang, man. Man. My God, man. The lips, man. He's giving, man. And Satan is like, man, man, baby, baby, man. Get that guy, man. And when you are done married, he say, my hand don't come up for your matter, man. Then we create movies. There's a movie, wonderful movie. But that movie is a product of not hearing instruction. I hear pastors say, see, if you see any girl in church that you like, marry him. Then those with itching ears say, yes, sir, that's my pastor. Marry now. Judas was with Jesus. Now Jesus guy. Imagine Precious want to marry Judas. Because Judas was with Jesus. So why do you like Judas? Oh boy, Judas, now Jesus guy. Oh. Now he in the whole money. Jesus trust and die. For somebody to give money. Now why I love Judas so? Not knowing that next week Judas is betraying Jesus. Don't because somebody's in church choose the blessing. Are you listening to me? Make sure you are led. You see, this is your ministry. Ah, Lord, we are taking this show. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Marry wrong woman. I heard it from Pastor Benny Hing. He said, you see how fireful you are. After God, the person that influences your decision the most is your wife. I say, how now? How? I beg you. Then he now mentioned Samson. I said, think about it, Prophet Simon. Samson had a deal with God. His power was on his hair. Samson did not tell anybody. His father, he did not tell. Mother, he did not tell. One girl just came from nowhere called Delilah. Slim girl, fine girl. She just catwalk and pass Samson. Samson, the Bible said, by the jaw of a bone, killed over what? 1,000 Philistines. Shoot the jaw of a bone. Thank God he threw it away. Remember I told you, if Samson did not throw it, I said, let it be known by the jaw of a bone. Today we'll be having jaw of the bone service in church. But he threw it away. Because the anointing came upon him. Why? Because he was anointed. Miracle key. Key of David. When VDM hits them, they'll say they are against the church. They are not against us. We are not part of that people. That's a shrine. Are you angry with what I'm saying? You want people to be hating on Christianity anyhow? Is this the nonsense God says you should do? Somebody is selling space for your name to enter Book of Life. Space. 1 million, 1.5, come. Now you will get 1.5, go enter. Call your name. I say, no, they're against the church. That's a shame and a disgrace. Selling soap that wash sin. Selling blood of Jesus. You tap into blood of Jesus, you are selling it. 20K. Blood of Jesus that bought us, you are buying it. Religion very useless. Are you here tonight? And they say they are against the church. Look at what is happening today. They say they are against the church. A man will stand up and say, don't listen to Paul. God told me that Paul is not teaching the right thing. I told my pastors, imagine all of you here say Paul's writing are subject to criticism. What will happen to the Bible? To the New Testament? Jesus can never tell you that. 2 Peter 3:16 from 15. What did the Bible say? Let's look at it carefully. Because some of you may be wondering, what is this guy saying? Before we close, we're going to pray now. Everybody in the NLT's rendition. NLT. And remember, the Lord's patience gives people time to be saved. This is what our beloved brother Paul also what wrote to you. With what? The wisdom God gave him. Did you see that? Meaning Paul wrote with what? The wisdom God gave him. So God now that gave Paul wisdom, God now tell you, Paul's wisdom is not my own. Why? Because you read scripture. Jesus said, forgive your enemies. He said, no, that was not me. Forgive your enemies. Pray for those that hurt you. He that love has passed from what? Death to life. Where was I before I came here? Samson. Delilah just catwalk. Sammy Sam. My love, my boom boom. My heartbeat. Imagine something like, let me give you an illustration. He has been in the ministry for like 20 years. Let's imagine something. One guy just joined church. He's a military man, he's a military officer, a lieutenant. A war like this, one girl just came to church. And his heart started, his eyes started entering the girl. You enter my eye. He now went for the girl. He said, that your pastor, eh? You love me? He said, yes. He said, that your pastor will get to solve problem there. I don't like him preaching. Said, no, mind down. I will delete him. There's nothing in this world he cannot do for the church. But one girl just came. On the strength of that girl, you see that prophet? Forget them. I go delete them. Now you, me and you against the whole world. That's what happened. With Samson. No, it is not going to happen. He has a wonderful lady. Amen. That's what happened. And all the anointing gone. They say, you know, when I raise young, I've been raising people for many years now. Thank God, by the help of God, I have not had any trouble to my name. And I'll never have in the name of Jesus. I remember one of the boys I was raising, he would call the lady sweetheart. I would check, sweetheart, my darling. I asked him, why are you doing that? He said, sir, Abba, sir. It's just a graceful way of greeting my sister in the faith. I said, sorry, sir. He continued, until one day, when the lady tried some stunts with him and he escaped, he came back giving God the praise. Even him was liking the lady, he confessed. There is no way you will not like somebody and be calling her after fellowship, all those useless greeting. My wife, oh, come and hug me. You are not my wife again. This is my new wife. Now, on her heart, now they talk. A lady is not in relationship till she join one church. FCS president is the one dating her. You are calling us light of the world. One time, somebody came here to minister. I was watching the guy. When he did all the things, he was going and he was a changing number. I said, pastor, meet that guy. Tell him to delete the number. He was shocked. They invited me. I said, delete the number. He deleted it. I said, bye-bye. They gave him money. Go. Go. He has never come here again. He's collecting number. I said, the person that trained me is very tough. Very tough. He didn't allow all this kind of rubbish to happen to me. Through me, sir, he didn't allow. I said, that's rubbish. God... Some parents come here and they say, my child is in your hand, though. Then you are collecting number. So that you deceive her. We have to wake up. You see that thing that is making you want to collect number? It's Satan. You finish praying in tongues. Ela, ela, ela. God has care for me. The Lord has a word for her. Say, sister, as I was praying, my eyes were open into the third heavens. You have 5 in your family. How many are you 5? Now, if God said that, then He's about to say this one. Sister, you're going to meet me next week, Friday. High level, second, Yokako, what are they called? Yokako Street, second plot. Meet me there. I want to complete this impartation. Yes, Daddy. She's gone there. Sister. And another thing I've started. Many years ago, I was coming to fellowship in Kaduna. And this dear lady was going to call me Mash, if you know Kaduna. So I said, let's go to church. He said, no, sir. Professor also wants to see me. I said, where? He said, in his house, sir. I'm so glad he has a word for me. I said, where? He said, in his house. I cleaned my... He said, I used to have 2 handkerchiefs. One for drinking. Then when I reach, the other one to clean my... You know, one for trekking. I track to Jesus Christ. That's why I tell people, we know, Paul, trekking association slogan. It just did that side, no far. You know, go so rich. I tracked, man. From Indian barracks to Central Market, I used to leg it. I'll tell them in 15 minutes time, you'll see me there. You think it's a joke, I'll follow 44. Before you know, I've entered Central Market. Sharp! So I told her, I called her name. I said, Prophet Simon. Called him and said, Prophet Simon, say God has a word for you in fellowship. I hold her and said, move! Hallelujah. Called her spiritual father. I said, hold down, flogger. I said, are you hearing what he's saying? I'm carrying cane now. Move. She moved and went. 2 months later, he has made more than 3 ladies pregnant. Prophet. She was supposed to be one of the people that will win the spot, the slot. But God helped her. There is no anointing that should make you visit a brother in the house. Are you hearing me? Let's scatter this useless table. There is no useless anointing. That anointing is very stupid. Visit me. There's a word from the Lord for you. And when I got into relationship with my mate, somebody prophesied one prophecy. I'm in relationship with somebody I prophesied. How will God talk to you for her when I'm in the relationship? You know who I am? I'm not trying to brag. Sorry, I was joking. She. They say she will die if she travels to Abuja. So, are you about to travel? You say you will die on the road. She said, "But Simon, I don't know what to do about this prophecy." I said, "Who am I?" Calm down. Don't make people think I have pride. I'm just joking. It's a joke. Oh. Hey, calm down. Don't make people have pride. Sorry. Now, I said, "Who am I?" She introduced my name. I said, "Okay. Okay." I said, "Listen, God said you should travel. Nothing will happen. When did he say you should not travel?" I said, "Tomorrow." I followed her. Enter car. Move. She, I've reached. I said, "Thank you." "Did that say worry you?" I said, "Block his number. He's a fake prophet. He likes you. He likes my babe." Be anointed, though. You get why? She reached well. "Baby, did anything happen to you?" She's my wife. Oh, don't think I'm not. Some of you are saying, "I see Marie. This is my lovely, my beautiful wife. I'm married." Amen. Forget about the stomach. It has not come yet. I'm married. Came back, nothing. I said, "Did you have a accident?" She said, "No." I said, "Who am I?" She introduced me again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. You know, one time they were talking about the Ember month. Ember month. Prayer for Ember month. I said, "What in the inside Ember month?" You know, people used to die too much. You know, all courts used to. December, no travel December. Oh, the people, they die. Oh, then some of you go and hear confession. "I am a wizard. 2002. My name is Baphomet. Now me enter Beyonce body. These things are make people laugh at us as Christians. There are some atheists that will say, "God forbid, make I become Christian. God forbid bad thing." If you mention atheists, they'll be telling you all of this problem. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It's time to wake up. Scatter all those tables. They are not part of us. Are you listening? And listen, finally, before we pray, Christian, new creation does not mean Gen Z creation. They say, "What is the proof that you are a new creation?" You say, "See my hair, I dye am. See my earring, I put up. See my nose ring, oh, mama." Then you say, "Padebo should respect us. It should think that there's something in this generation." Where's the worship leader? He comes. "Man, how man, man." He has burst 2 ears. Worship leader. "Man, no, I'm not talking about woman. There's no string." Omema. You always, if you like, make now omema always on time, 2 times, 3. As long as there's no string there, get out. Imagine our baby now, beautiful wife. Imagine our baby comes out and we're singing, "Omema." She said, "Daddy, I like that song. Let me see the artist." We now bring the artist. She now see earring in the nose. Something has been registered in her mind. That, "Daddy, one day if I put nose ring and sing gospel, you will not pursue me." Do you people get what I'm trying to say? Say they are hating too much. What are you? It's a new creation. We are free indeed. What is your freedom? Lay your hands on the sick. The demon will enter you. Gen Z, remove the nose ring if you are a Christian. Useless questions. Can a Christian put on tattoo? How can you be a Christian thinking of souls and revival and wondering whether you should put tattoo? What would tattoo add to your life? say I'm a gospel artist. They check all of your ear. No place to bust again. Gospel artist. Gen Z. That's what new creation means. Then you hear the gospel. Whatever I do in the flesh does not matter. Meanwhile, God have said he wants us to inherit the kingdom. Church will have to wake up. I heard Pastor Debo, let me close with it. He said something that touched me in the last camp meeting. He said, listen, children, we don't know like you people know. I almost started crying when I was watching it on Facebook, live streaming. He said, we hear the revelations you people preach. See, me, I don't know whether men of God. I used to write my note though when I hear you people. What you say, I've never heard before. I always tell myself, this thing, their Bible. And when I check it, it's actually true. He said, you people are blessed. But let me tell you the truth. I don't feel like God can use this generation so well with what I see. He's saying the truth. He's saying the truth. He said, we are going, I will die soon. We started crying. I saw people in the camp meeting, Pastor Chintok, they were all crying. He said, we will soon go. All these people, they will go. But which people will sustain this nation? Who are the next people that are ready to pay the price? They say, pray. They say, no, God has done everything. We know he has done everything. But Paul said, but I labor more than they all, so that the grace of God is not in vain. They say, pray. You say, prayer is for Old Testament. Are you joking? Do you remember when Jesus prayed? Blood even was coming out. Bible said early in the morning, he will wake up. He will go and pray. The Bible said the countenance of his face will even change. No wonder speaking, dead people are rising back to life. That's what we want. The Bible says, as he spoke, fire burned in the hearts of men. Fire burned in the hearts of men. That's why the Bible says, if the ministry of condemnation was glorious, this is where Paul stood from and said, the ministry of the righteous excels in glory. And Jesus said, greater things I will do because I go to the Father. We are with Jesus where he is with the Father. We will do greater things. He didn't have the opportunity to express that realm on the earth. When he resurrected and went to heaven, we are seated with him. The greater thing is that we will, from that office on the right hand, do mightier things than he did on the earth. Are you people getting that? No wonder men like Paul that taught us a new creation. They will be preaching. Somebody will fall down and die. He did not end the service like I have not ended now. What did he do? He came, held the guy's hand, brought him back to life, brought him back to his seat, continued the teaching. That's new creation. Are you here tonight? Tell somebody, that's new creation. Somebody put charm somewhere. You pass, you climb the charm. The person say, whoop. That's new creation. You shall trample upon snakes and scorpions, and they shall by no means. The Bible even goes for it. I say you will drink poisons. I'm not saying you know it's poison and you drink. Oh, you will drink it. You look at the poison. You don't know. You ate it. My spiritual father, many years ago, they put poison in his food, his best food, the mother's friend, fried rice and zobo and chicken. He said, Pastor Simon. I said, yes, sir. He said, even if God had said there's poison, I would have not heard. I ate it and I turned the woman on my knees. He said, when the woman was about to die, she was doing a confession. I put food. I saw a star on his life. I put this thing in food for him to die. I'm shocked he's still alive. He looked at the mom. The mom looked at him. He said, I used to warn you not to be eating anyhow. He said, Mommy, I did not know. But he's alive. He said, those days, Pastor, my mother would lock us up and say, pray in tongues. We'll be in the house. Poison will hit us. We'll chest it. It'll go away. Are you here tonight? It's time for the glory. Are you listening to me, McCordy? We'll be hearing the impact beat by beat, like we started hearing from yesterday. It's time for the glory. Your mother at home, she will not die. Did you hear what I just said? That stroke will not kill her. Did you hear what I just said? That pain on your father's body will not kill him. Did you hear what I just said? Now come out alive and we'll prove that God is great. We will not be known for power demonstration alone. We will be known for purity too. Don't say that man, that young apostle called Precious, is a decent man. Let your light so shine before men. So when they see your good works, don't say there's a generation rising. Yes, we've been hearing atrocities, but there's a generation. They are new creation people. They understand the gospel. They dress so fine. They dress so decent. They don't dress useless. You are in a beach, new creation. New creation is not 21st century. We don't conform according to the systems of the world. We conform the world to our system. Be bold. Rihanna is not the light of the world. You are. She doesn't have the Holy Ghost. You have. Wizkid is not the light of the world. You are. Louded, people of God. You are the light of the world. If you have a dream of becoming a worldly song singer, it's dead. Be alive in Christ. Are you listening to me? You are the light. Be bold about your faith. Shout it everywhere. You are in the school. Shout it. In the office, say it. My father was telling me how that some people change their religion just to get rank in army. And I said, don't change. He got it. In other rank, he retired as a master warrant officer. He got it. I said, Daddy, how did it happen? Tell me, because I was praying for you. He said, I just, when my friends, everybody, they disqualify us, I was the best in the exam. In fact, when our friends were running, I ran better than all of them. I was at the front. All of them could not run. I was shocked that only myself they did not give. They said I was disqualified. He said, they say I had high BP in my life, Simon. I don't know what they call high BP since they born me. He said, but one day, I just felt like waking up and going to the hospital. So I went to the hospital. As I entered the hospital, I heard somebody shouting in the other office, and I enter. I stood there. Guess what he was saying? I said, what? He said, he was saying that they are favoring their people. Put Christian's name. Put Christian's name. I will not take that. He said, sir, hold on, sir. The man said, what are you here for? Are you here for that promotion? He said, yes, sir. What's your name? He called his name. He said, put his name. He said, thank you, sir. As they put his name, he left. He was still shocked. When did this thing came out? His name was number one. They put his name. He said, everybody were wondering. Only you, they put your name. How? It's not a coincidence. A culture says break their bone when they die. But it was prophesied about a certain man called Jesus. None of his bones will be broken. The soldier looked at Jesus and said, I like this guy. Don't break his bone. He thought he was favoring Jesus. He never knew he was fulfilling prophecy. I mean, God will connect you to your helpers. They will think they are just favoring you. But they are fulfilling prophecies that have been said about your life. You will leave Kabul with so much favor. I tell you, your office will be the best. Beyond the religion and ethnicity, don't choose you as the best. They anointed my head with oil, my cup. Loud it everywhere. Loud it everywhere. We are not scared. We'll boldly declare these things. New creation, Gen Z. No! Christianity is not 21st century practice. It's not man and man. It's man and woman. Thank God for Trump. It's not man and man. They say, go to you and your wife are going to beach. Man of God, Christian, you wear bikini, short something like this. Your wife wears something, pants, they say it's bikini. 21st century name, bikini. And you snap it, man of God. They say, I hate Africans. Africans are backward. Because we say, what is that? You say, we are backward. Then you say, you are a new creation. You are advanced in knowledge. Oh, fool. That's what some of our people, if they go there, that's what they do. They are 21st century. They have gone beyond animals in Africa. They think because you are white skin, your wisdom is white too. Many years ago, Bishop Oyedepo said something. He said, I found that it's the word of God that makes one wise. And I told myself, under heaven, nobody will be wiser than me. If you want to be wise as me, we'll be bracket. He said, I've been here in Ota. I've seen white men come to me seeking wisdom. President coming to me from different nations seeking wisdom in Ota. Be bold. You may come from Wakoga or Vandikia, but if you have the Holy Ghost, you are the light of the world. Lift your hands and bless the name of the Lord. Every sick person, lift your hands. Everyone tonight, you want a special touch from the Lord. You are saying, Lord, this New Testament thing, I just got to understand that it is beyond all of these activities. I want you to use me. You said, the ministry of the righteous excels in glory. Lord, like Daniel, I've seen it in the word and I'm pressing on for you to use me. Lift your hands. Beyond activities in church, Lord, use me. Let's end that way. Use me. Beyond activities. I want to press. I want to see something, Lord. I want to see something, Lord.
I will be still and not be weary, for your word is my solid foundation. I will run and I won't faint, for the hand of the Lord is upon me. I will stand still and not be weary, for your word is my solid foundation. I will run and I will faint, for the hand of the Lord is upon me. All I see is victory, I see glory, I see light at the end of the tunnel. I'm not worried of a thing, for the hand of the Lord is upon me. All I see is victory, I see glory, I see light at the end of the tunnel. I'm not worried of a thing, for the hand of the Lord is upon me. Under the shadow of your wings, I am safe. Under the shadow of your wings, I am safe. Under the shadow of your wings, I am safe. Under the shadow of your wings, go ahead and pray. We see the nations rising in glory, power and fill with the knowledge of our God. We see the people rising in glory, power and filled with the knowledge of our King. We see my colleague rising in glory, power and filled with the knowledge of our God. We see Nigeria rising in glory, power and filled. We are ready for the harvest. That should be your prayer. We are the sons of the Most High God. I am ready for the harvest. I am the son of the Most High God. Oh, oh, blessed be your name. Go ahead and pray. Oh, 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 blessed be your name. You reign forever, your kingdom manifests. Blessed be your name. You reign forever, your kingdoms manifest. Blessed be your name. We see the people rising in glory, power filled with the knowledge of our God. We see Benue rising in glory, power and filled. God is going to use you and I. Go ahead and pray. You are saying, Lord, I've been lukewarm. Tonight, let my fire rise. Go ahead and pray. He's not far from you. He's very close. He has never left you. Plug into him tonight. Be a fire tonight. Shaba, shaba. Shekata pakato lakapa. Enaka papa reke papako. Eshala babakaya. Forget about your neighbor, somebody. Press in the Lord tonight. Press in the Lord tonight. Shera mayana mohone kanana de namane layata.
Is someone present tonight? Sabakatala takatalaba. Esokatala diakato. Sampakwatakata. Sabakata. Irapakata. I sense the Lord touching, causing impartations, several impartations. Pray somebody, Lord, tonight I want to be serious. I want to be serious. I want to walk with you. You said the ministry of the righteous excels in glory. Here am I, Lord. You cannot put new wine in old wineskin. Here am I, Lord. I am Shananeya. Oh, na 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 na. Go ahead, somebody, and pray. I don't care who is my neighbor tonight, Lord. I become that ideal man, that ideal woman. Lift your voice, somebody. Take over, Jehovah. I have come to the end of myself. Take over, Jehovah. I have come to the end of myself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have come to the end of myself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, tonight, Shaba Katala Kaba, and Shaba Baba 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 Baba, take over, Jehovah. I have come to the end of myself. Take over, Jehovah. I have come to the end of myself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's so much in the kingdom. There's so much in the kingdom. I will not settle down for less. There's so much. Shabakababa. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Bubble up inside of me. Bubble up inside of me. Holy Ghost. Shabakata. Holy Ghost. Bubble up inside of me. Shalaya. Bubble up. Bubble up. Bubble up. Holy Ghost. Baba Yakaba. Holy Ghost, bubble up inside of me. Woo. It's rising from your spirit. I know a palace shall flow, rivers of living waters. Pray in the spirit, somebody. Out of my belly shall flow rivers. Shababaya kala da da baya koya. Eraba katala kata. Eraba kaba ba 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 ba. Eyananamo shanama. For as the river flow, it begins to bring every debt into life. It's a life-giving river. Oh, let it flow. Flow right now. Shababa. As this river flow, it begins to stir every debt into life. Jordan River. Yeah. Right now. He's upon us. The Holy Ghost. I can bet he's upon us. He's upon us. The scepter of the city of God. I can bet you. He's upon you. You. He's upon you. God's mighty right hand. He's upon you. Custodian of the secret of God. Paratakaya. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the Holy Ghost. He's upon you. He's the Holy Ghost. Custodian of the secret of God. He's upon you. Shabakata. He's upon you. Shenanayanata. He's upon you. Onna Kataliana Honda. He's upon you. He's upon you. Sherabaya Konda Namayata. He's upon you now. Let your voice. He's upon me. Shanananananata. He's upon me. Yeah. He's the Holy Ghost. Shabakata. He's the Holy Ghost. Enananata. He's the Holy Ghost. Custodian of the secret of God. Shaka. He's the Holy Ghost. Shabakataya. Holy Ghost. Enananata. He's the Holy Ghost. Shabakato supakataya. I'll end with this song tonight. It's a prophecy. It's a prophecy. Lift your hands everywhere. Everywhere, lift your hands. Lift your hands to the heavens. It's more of a prophecy. The Lord is here. Eshana bako liatadia kapara. Para kapa papa. I can hear a sound in the spirit. Yes, I hear a sound of a new church rising. Yes, I hear the rising in the thousands. To rising from this place, and they are the city of the Lord. Oh, 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 oh. We are in the days of your glory. Oh, oh, oh. I see a generation greater than Elijah. Hey, oh, shabakatara da bayaka, shenna na na niya noza, lapaka subraga diya kapalata, shibraga. Somebody just press a little bit. I can hear a sound in the spirit. Oh, rata shaba. Yes, I hear a sound of a new church emerging. Yes, I hear the rising in the thousands. Karabatosiaka, rising from this place. They are the city of the Lord. Oh, 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 oh. We are in the days of your spirit. I see a generation greater than Elijah. Hey, oh, go ahead and pray. 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 We are that generation. You've poured out your spirit on every heart. You sent for your word, and it came to pass. What our fathers and mothers could only foretaste is now in our lifetime. The order of day. New generation, he's poured out the spirit on every of our hearts. Rapakusha. Send forth your word, and it came to pass. What our fathers and mothers, all of our fathers of faith, could only foretaste, paraskaras, is now in our lifetime. Urakatayaba, the order of day. Tonight, Lord, our hearts are aligning. Temples are rising. His spirit is moving tonight. Eyes are unveiling. Hearts are aligning tonight. Dead bones are rising tonight. His spirit is moving tonight. Hey, he's breaking addictions, yeah. He's breaking religion. His spirit is moving. His spirit is freedom. He's breaking addictions. And he's breaking religion. His spirit has entered. His spirit is moving. What our fathers and mothers could only foretaste, greater works, it's now in our lifetime. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. It's the order of day. It's in you, Lord. It's in me, Lord. We know there's more that's found in us. It's in me, Lord. Because it's in you, Lord. We know. Shabakatalabaya. I'll end with this song. And we will never set to flesh, cause we know this one is found in you. And I will never settle for less. We know. Take 2 minutes and pray, somebody. Just 2 minutes. Pray violently. Go ahead, somebody. 2 minutes and we're out from here. Pray.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, Worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.